transparency. I am doing a little bit of sound check here, so this is like my fourth time that I'm playing around with audio here. So yes, you are listening to Oliver here on 1-2 Radio, and thank you so much for tuning in to Oliver, brand new. I hope you got a chance to listen to our Thanksgiving special last week with Raven and I. We certainly had a blast. Raven and I, we always do when we get together and do our special. I believe we have a Christmas special coming up too, because we have decided that every time there's something happening, like Thanksgiving, Christmas, Valentine's Day, Halloween, who knows, we are going to do a special. And of course, it will always involve aliens, because we love aliens. So there you go. I hope you got a chance to listen to it. It hasn't quite been archived yet, but my part has not been archived yet. It will be archived. I'm in the progress of getting all that done. So anyway, you are listening to Oliver here on 1-2 Radio, and I do want to say to you, before I really get into what I want to talk about today, and let's see where that goes, you know, this is the fun part about doing radio and get to sit here and talk to all you guys and just participate in the fact that we're all in this together. Because I keep saying this every single week, even though we can't see each other, you can hear my voice, and you know, and I sense that you're out there, that it is that I am sensing that you're out there, that we are connected. We are connected on some level, whether we like it or not, we are connected. And the fact that you're tuning in to listen to what it is that's going on in my world. And this is the trick, right? Because if you so feel inclined, please join us in the chat room so you can participate as well. So we're all in this together. It's going to be so much more of an interactive experience if you actually choose to go over into the chat room, which, and the way to get there, this is the way I explain it. And that is to go to 1-2radio.com, the website. Up in the left-hand corner, there is a button that says chat. Click on that. It'll take you to Facebook, and that's where our chat room is. And that is a place where you and I and everybody else, we can interact with just about anything. And we can just sit there and just talk. And we can interact, act. I can keep going, right? So I hope you guys actually survived Thanksgiving with everything that entailed. I am, of course, talking about getting together with loved ones and family and all that good stuff. And I hope that you didn't overeat and completely get all just totally immersed in that turkey. Or if you're a vegan, vegan turkey or vegetarian turkey, whatever it is, you know, it doesn't matter, you know. It's still the whole idea that we give this period of our lives every year a chance to be with family before Christmas. And this is what we were talking about last week on the on our Thanksgiving special, that in Canada we do it already in October, so it's not just right at the tail end of everything else before we go into the Christmas seasoning. It's like you take Christmas and you sprinkle it on your favorite turkey. No, this the Christmas season. Anyway, I do hope that you guys had a great Thanksgiving and that you enjoyed our show last week. And I promise I will get it up and running. It's on the archive, so like in the archive, so you can listen to it there. And Raven, it was just, as always, it's just such a beautiful thing just to do radio with Raven. Her and I, we both think that, I mean, if they're like aliens, just have to be there. We just have to invite them. And tonight we're probably going to talk about aliens too, but what we're going to talk about tonight is about the drama we sometimes create in our lives. So maybe there's something there that you may be able to take with you. See, I'm already like stumbling over my words because I'm thinking, you know, like drama. I I used to say that I don't want drama in my life, or there was a time when it just came naturally to me, especially when I first came out of acting school, when I graduated from my acting classes back here in Toronto in many moons ago. Let's not go how long it's been, but drama just seemed to just follow me anywhere I went. And possibly because I was already in that whole dramatic field of writing and creating and being dramatic and acting, etc., etc. But over the years, I've learned that I'm really not that big fan of drama at all. But I have to tell you that over the past several months now, we're talking over the summer, what happened there, which I know that I've shared with you till the cows come home. I hope they're home now. And then what I've just experienced at the moment here in my life, because I almost actually put in a replay tonight because I thought that I was in a space where I could not focus on a brand new show, but then suddenly this whole aspect of drama came up because I think that when it all comes to a place where we need to sort of share our feelings and our expectations and our understanding of the world, then the best place to start is right where we're at and what it is that we're going through. I hope you agree with that. So this is where I'm at right now, you know. And I realize that when I share this with you, it sounds like my life is just full of drama, 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 drama. And it's really not. But there's been certain things that seems to be the leftover of Pluto just hanging there on my sun, because I love to blame everything on Pluto. It's probably the Mercury retrograde instead, or whatever it is that we're going through right now, planetarily, like planet-wise, which we're not going to get into tonight because I'm done talking about that. I'm done talking about Pluto. I'm done talking about planets right for this moment. I think it's a very, very interesting topic, but I know that there are so many amazing astrologers on here. You can listen to their shows. They know exactly what they're talking about. I just dabble because I like to dabble in astrology. I like to put my foot in and then pull out again, you know, like is the water warm or do I need to just not jump in? And sometimes I just go where I need to go with all of it. And at this place and time in my life, I'm really focusing on the intuitive part of what it is that I want to bring to people, which is why I still encourage everybody to go over to Instagram to Wellness Beyond, at Wellness Beyond Intuition, because a lot of things are happening over there. Also, my new website is going to be birthed very, very soon. All of that is coming in the new year. So what you're seeing right now with what I'm doing, and I know I sound like a squirrel right now because I'm jumping between topics, but I'm really not, because I'm gonna round it all up and it's gonna all make sense. But what I'm doing right now with where I'm at is that I'm giving everyone a taste of what to come in the new year. So I would love for you to participate in the taste of what's to come. And the new, of course, that I'm channeling is the seer of the Valhalla, and he is phenomenal. I really love working with that guy because he is wise beyond his, well, of course he's called the seer of Valhalla, but it's not just about being intuitive and psychic and seeking into the future. It's about giving sound advice that's very practical in the moment. And this is where he's incredible, and he does that so well. And then, of course, we got the gatekeepers that they're not going anywhere. And come the new year, they're gonna still do the new year, the new moon predictions. And I'm just working with them so we can make them more visible. So we got the Seer of Valhalla, and then we got the gatekeepers. So I'm trying to pull it all. So not trying, but we're pulling it all together. So it's all going to be so much more visible. We all also got the new moon meditations coming up. So that's which I really want to talk to you just for a moment before we go back to the drama aspect that I want to talk about tonight. But the new moon meditation is really birthed out of the idea that, you know, when we there was these there's been on several occasions where people have given a particular date where we all get together and we meditate in order to shift whatever need that's going on in the world. Not just the world, but anywhere. We get together, we meditate, and the more together, it seems to have an impact on what it is that seems to be happening around us. And this is just going to happen every single new moon. And I'm right now creating a space where I get different incredible people coming in who's very, very good at giving their own guided meditations. So these meditations are going to be available exactly on the new moon. Like you have to, well, the calendar and all that will be available for you guys to see on the website, but it will be there every month on the new moon, the exact time, the date, and everything else. Of course, you don't have to show up exactly then, but if you do, the more people can actually, you know, join together exactly on that time. But it's going to be there anyway, so you can always check in around that same time and listen to the guided meditation. And I've already have a few people that are that I would love to be part of this, because it is going to, I really believe, is going to be a game changer in the sense that when we come together, you know, a few people or more, and like two or more people, it's just going to have an impact. And if we can get the whole world, or not the whole world, that would be amazing though, but if we can get the majority of people to get together and meditate on at that particular time, and maybe download the file and be there, because it is going to be a recorded, it's going to be a recording that you can download at the moment in time when that happens. Anyway, enough about exactly that, but that just to let you know what's going on within the whole Wellness Beyond. And people don't often ask me, so Wellness Beyond, what is Wellness Beyond? They all think it has to do with lifting weights and, you know, nutrition and whatnot. And well, that's a big part of it, you know, to stay healthy, mind, body, and spirit. But it's more than that. Wellness Beyond, and that's why it's beyond, it's beyond your current state of mind. It's also get inspired. Wellness Beyond, get inspired. Get inspired to live the life that you really want to live, and get inspired to contribute if you feel that you have anything that you can actually bring to this world. And this is part of where all of this comes in, and it pays forward in the sense of what it is that you give to the next person right in front of you. And I hope you take that to heart, because it doesn't have to be a lot. It just has to be a thank you sometimes, or just have to be kind and friendly. And that brings me back to the whole drama thing that I'm dreading to say, that I almost today, tonight, decided to put on a replay and just leave it at that. Just close my eyes to what's going on. Because frankly, you know, if I have to look at my life at the moment and what's going on, I'm a little bit embarrassed constantly have to talk about what it is that's going on in my life. Not that I mind sharing that with you guys, because I'm pretty much an open book. You can ask me anything, more or less. There are certain things that I would say none of your business. This isn't me being kind. I hope you feel the same way about certain things in your own life, that where people, they ask you and you say none of your business. Thanks for asking, but stay in your own lane. So here it goes, you know, like I have had a crazy weekend. You know, I went out to Kelowna in British Columbia here in Canada, which is beautiful, by the way, surrounded by mountains. I went out to see a dear friend of mine, who I haven't seen since I met him in Puerto Vallarta last year. It's been over a year, actually. I mean, we've been talking every day. He's a good friend of mine. So I went out and stayed with him, and we went to Oliver, BC. Of course we did. We had to go to Oliver, BC, because it's obviously named after me. It's the wine country, which is hysterical, actually. But anyway, it was a nice little place. Oliver, BC is worth visiting in the springtime, summer, and fall, I would say. Right now, there's not much going on. But it was nice to see, you know. And, you know, just the drive there was just gorgeous. You know, the Okanagan Lake was right next to us as we were driving, and with the mountains around us, and they were all snow-capped. And, I mean, it was what can I say? You know, as much as I rather be Borroviata with the mountains and jungle behind me and the Mediterranean, the Pacific Ocean right in front of me and the Bay of Banderas, you know, what can I say? It is beautiful, you know, it's about taking it in and just really immerse yourself in the beauty of just about what it is that planet Earth and Mother Earth has to give you, you know, because it is a lot that Mother Earth has to provide for us. If you look around, it is stunning. But as I was out there and I came back to a shit show here in Toronto, and it was not nice. It's not nice. And without going into details, it involved the police, it involved changing locks, it involved changing phone numbers, it involved a lot of stuff where I was like, I sat down today tired because I gotta admit, I flew in Monday night, I flew into Toronto on the red eye. I got in here at 6 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday morning. That was just yesterday morning. I haven't slept since. I had a shut eye here, had a shut eye there, but I haven't had any quality sleep. So if I slur my words, if I'm a little bit out of it, it's not because I'm inebriated, simply because of lack of sleep. Hey, who knows? Maybe I lost my accent in all of this. Maybe I should just, no, I kind of like my Danish accent. I don't want to lose it. It took me this long to finally get used to the fact that I do have an accent. And I kind of celebrate it now. I hear sometimes when I listen back to my recordings, the Danish accent, I'm like, oh my God, Oliver, you sound like a Dane. Oh, wait, you are a Dane. I am a Dane. I go, Grand Danois. That's who I am. Okay. So I came from the Nordics. I have that Nordic background. And funny enough, you know, I also have the Norwegian going on in me. So it can be more Nordic than that. So when I talk about anything Viking and Valhalla and all that good stuff, it's because these are things that I, at the moment, have this incredibly, this like a huge desire to explore more of. To be honest, so the closest that you can get to the language that they spoke back then, as far as I know, is the old Nordic language, is Icelandic. And so I've been trying to learn Icelandic here, there, and everywhere. And damn, sorry, damn, that's a language I cannot get over my tongue sometimes. So I do have friends in Iceland. I have to talk to them about maybe they can give me some private courses, some tutoring, you know, where I can learn that. But let's talk about drama, because this is why we're here. So I didn't want to go on again and talk about everything I went through this summer and now this, and everything sounds like I'm living this life of drama. Obviously, I must love drama, and I'm realizing, you know, that I don't like drama. I'm not a big fan of drama, but you know what they say: what you resist persist. So I'm kind of thinking: am I resisting drama, and that's why it's persisting, or is it because then I have something interesting to talk about when I get on the air here? You know, I can always talk about what's going on in my life because it's like a telenovela, minus the tall, dark, and handsome guy, and the damsel in distress. Well, maybe I'm the damsel in distress. Well, apparently, I'm the damsel in distress. What can I say? Hey, a damsel in all over the place. And that's how it goes sometimes. But the drama, you know, and we talk about, you know, like, why does it have such an important impact in our lives? Why does it actually feed our soul? What is it that it gives us other than distract us at the best? It gives us a story to tell. And come on, don't tell me that you haven't been caught up in drama where you're like, oh my God, and what did she say? And what did he say? Turns into gossip, you know, and then to, oh, it's a good story. Oh my God, thank God it didn't happen to me. Yeah, but it could happen to you. It could happen to anybody, okay? And when I say that, you know, like I was looking at my life today, you know, the police came by. Oh, by the way, it was kind of cute, that police officer, honestly. I was like, But that's not why I called the police, just so you know. But I gotta say, you know, I realize that this is not the life that I need right now. I don't need all this. I really want things to be put behind me in the sense that I need to live a peaceful life at the moment so I can focus on the things that I need to focus on. Like you guys, I want to be able to show up in your lives. Whenever you decide to call me, I want to listen and we can have a chat, an intuitive chat, and you ask me to look into your specific situation. I want to be able to be there without having in the background some kind of recording or tape running about my own life. Even though that it doesn't really interfere with my readings, but you understand what I'm saying, you know. I want to be free of that. If I ever will be, I don't know. We will always have some kind of drama in our lives, and you know, like whatever that might be. But at least to the point where it is not so domineering, or it doesn't take over everything that we're doing, right? If you understand what I'm saying, because I know you do. I just look at it from this point of view of saying, hey, I choose to be there for people that I care about, and I do care about the people that I read for. I do care about the clients I have, and it sounds corny in a way, but I do. And it's important to me. It really is important to me that when I show up for you guys, that it's from a place of a pure channel that is being that where whatever information I get can come through and cannot, and I don't want it to be filtered through my own stuff. And that's why when I wake up in the morning, before I go to bed at night, you know, of course I do my prayers where I involve everybody that has ever called me. And you may think I'm lying about that, but it's true. You are literally, if you have ever talked to me on One to Listen, you are in my prayers at night, and I know how powerful those prayers they are. And I always pray for the highest and best in your life. And also, I want to keep that channel clear, so I can at any given moment when I should ever hear from anybody that I can actually just, you know, snap into, you know, snap, you know, snap into that place where I'm there for you guys. So, and without having to go through the filters of, okay, first I have to, you know, filter out that, and then I have to filter out that and that and that and that. And remember, all of this happens in a split second if it ever happened. It doesn't happen over minutes. We are talking not even split seconds. It's faster than that. That's how quick, whenever you tap into that, and if you have ever dealt with intuitive messages and so on and so forth, you know that it happens so quick. And you have to be right in the moment in order to catch the nuances, which I find so interesting, actually. That's one of the reasons why I love this intuitive work, because it's constantly evolving. It's constantly turning into something that I get surprised every single day when I work with this particular energy. I get surprised. I in the most amazing way, not in a "Ooh, I got surprised. Ew, there's a mouse running around here in front of me." Well, I'm not afraid of mouse. What am I afraid of? The critters. I'm not a big fan of spiders, but I do take them in my hand and I let them out. And cockroaches, I'm not a big fan of them either, but I also gently put them in my hand and then set them free. Except that they're like the little fast ones, you know, I can't catch those. But in Puerto Vallarta, we had those big cockroaches, big wings, you know, and I swear to God, sometimes they just look so lost. They're like, "I don't know what I'm doing here." And I just felt so bad for them. And you can ask Christine LaFrance about cockroaches and me. She has a story to tell about that. Tell you about that. She saw it. She saw it with her own eyes. I take them in my hands and I set them free. Sorry, I just do. Hey, I had in Puerto Vallarta, I had a little baby bird. Okay, baby bird and a cockroach, two different things. But this little baby bird got lost in my balcony, and I had it for a week, and then it grew wings and it flew away, and I was very sad. I was like, hey, dude, I've been, you know what the most amazing part about, okay, squirrel, this is really a squirrel moment. So the most amazing part about this little bird that I was taking care of on my balcony for 5 days. So I took him in at night because these big black birds, they wanted to take him and eat him, and I had to protect him. Of course I did. So I took him in at night, and I wrapped him in a big towel, and I put him so he could sleep and feel good. Turned out the light, and in the morning he was like yelling because he needed to get outside. And you know the funny part is that he wouldn't eat the food that I gave him because apparently I'm not a very good bird feeder cook, I guess. But his mama would come down to the balcony and feed him. I am not kidding you. They knew like that he was safe there, and they would come down and feed him. So or her. And I say him, but I honestly don't know the gender of it. And I decided not to give it a name, but I ended up calling him her bird. So yeah, it did get, yeah. But eventually she him was like sitting on my shoulder and you know and all that. And then eventually he just decided to fly away because he got these wings. And I'm like, all right, it only took 5 days, and my little baby is already gone. That's how quickly I got attached. Okay, we're talking about drama. Okay, that was drama in and of itself. Oh, damn, I don't want drama in my life. Anyway, Mary J. Blige, where are you when we need you? So yes, I came back from BC and I came back here, and it was a shit show. It really was a shit show what I came back to, and which is one of the reasons why I'm sitting here right now and talking about drama, because it literally did have to involve the police. It there's a lot of other things that went down that I don't have that I do not want to disclose here, but it did get me to the point where I was lying, thinking, "Oh my God, enough is enough." You know, sometimes I am the catalyst when it comes to drama. And this time I was not. I was the one preventing drama from happening, and drama happened. So, how do you guys feel about drama? This is my next question. What do you guys feel about drama? Where does drama show up in your life? Do you like it? Does it give you anything? Does it add to your life? Or is it just a nuisance? Or can you see yourself actually living drama free, or to the most part drama free, and just live a life of happiness and peace and be at ease with yourself? Because we got drama at work, we got drama with family, we got drama at school, we got drama, drama, drama. So this is one of the reasons why I went a little bit on the internet here, you know, because I love to do my research. And not that I think that I should expose all of you to this, but I do want to talk a little bit about the seven crucial steps to minimize drama in your life. So I'm going to go through the seven steps here because I think this information is something that it also comes with. It also comes with some affirmations and no affirmations that you can use, but I do I think it I think back, you know, like when I really think about that. Okay, so drama in our lives. Look about Eckhart Tolle, you know, the power of now. Staying in the now, you sort of eliminate everything drama in your life if you stay in the now, the power of now. Have you ever tried that? I mean, one thing is that we read a book like The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle, and oh yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Yeah, when we're in the now, you know, there's no problems. If we look in this moment, right here, right now, there is no problem. In this moment that we're looking at right now, if we look into the future, if we look into the past, yeah, right, then we're just all over the place. But do we ever give ourselves a chance to just be in the now? Do you give yourself an opportunity to be in the now? Like, as in now, now. While you're listening to me right now, what else are you thinking about other than, oh my God, he's talking again. Okay, what am I doing tomorrow? Oh yeah, I have to do laundry. Oh, I pick up the kids for choir practice. I think that's 4 o'clock. And what about the dry cleaning? Yeah, oh, I got to get that too. And oh my God, I have to go looking for a job tomorrow morning when I get up in the morning. I mean, where do your mind go? Are you actually in the now? Are you in the now, right now, thinking about, or not thinking about anything other than listening to what I'm saying, because you're tuned in? Nothing more special than that. I mean, of course, it's very special. You know, I'm talking here, and I'm relaying some information that hopefully makes you think a little bit. So what is it? Where are you in this moment? What is it that you can do for this moment to make it exist more powerful? So, like Eckhart Tolle said, you know, the power of now. What can you do in this moment to make it even more special so you stay focused on this? Right? Maybe you're listening to it while you're cooking. So you're thinking, oh my God, should I put 3 cloves of garlic in that food right now, or should I put 2? Oh, what about the pasta while you're listening to me in the background? And you're like, oh my God, but I'm listening. And maybe you're driving and you're thinking about the next turn you have to make, which I understand, you know, like we don't want you to get lost. Well, but why not get lost? Get lost. Get lost in your driving. You know, take a wrong turn for once. You know. Somebody's going to be there at home when you get home anyway. You can always say, you know, like I was listening to Oliver. It's more interesting than taking the right turn, so I got lost. I don't know. I'm just talking about. So we're looking at these different aspects. So let me go back to the number. Recognize when you might be creating drama. That's number one. So so the different affirmations. So here, not affirmations, but also little pointers here. You get what you put out. If you act in a way that is positive and minimal drama, you attract the same kind of positive situation and people, said by April Myers, whoever that woman is. She sounds very wise, because that's what I just talked about. What you put in, you get back. Okay, what we focus on expands. I touched upon that a little bit earlier. And then here's like, I minimize drama within myself when I'm focused and calm. So is the world around me, by Cynthia Ruprecht Hunt, whoever that woman is. But again, she said something that's really, really profound here, because that goes back again, you know, recognize when you might be creating drama, right? Because it is about where you're putting your focus, okay? That what you put out might come back. So decide for yourself whether this is something that you think might actually benefit, that's benefit of you. So this is, take it off the page. If there's drama in multiple areas of your life, be honest with yourself. You are the constant. This is, and I often talk about who is the constant denominator. That's usually ourselves, right? Are you creating it? We don't do anything repeatedly unless there's something in it for us. So what's the payoff? What is the payoff? Exactly. Now, aim to find alternative solutions. If you're looking for attention, see, that's a good thing about the whole thing about creating drama. If you're looking for attention, can you get it more directly? If you're bored, what new adventure can you create in your life instead? Seriously, when you look at these things, you know, there are certain things that you can do too. Because those are just questions. Because remember, it starts with questions that we ask ourselves. That's really the first step to self-realization, is that when we start asking questions about what it is that we're doing in life, that it starts with self-realization and asking these questions. Otherwise, nothing can ever move forward, because if we don't ask the questions, where are we going to go from there? You know, but when we start giving it some kind of feedback, if we kind of put our attention on it, then we have to also maybe look at it more critically. And that is the first thing that takes us to the next one. Change your perspective. Be happy about little things. Let the big stuff go, because you can't change any of it. And is this situation going to matter in a year from now? If not, is not worth worrying about. Is that something that you've ever asked yourself? Like, how important is this moment? How important is this drama in your life at the moment? Is it going to benefit you later on in life? And can you let go of it? What if you just focus on the little things in your life? You know, the small stuff, you know, the fact that you get to go home, you have a roof over your head. It may not be the perfect place that you want to live. You have dreams. Maybe you want to live in a mansion. But right now, you have your cozy little place. You made the best that you possibly could make it. It may cost you a little bit too much or may not cost a lot. You may still live with your parents, or you may be with your partner, your spouse, but it's yours, you know. Maybe in with your spouse, you both have this apartment, this house, and maybe you got your own little corner that you're very happy with. Maybe you got your own little meditation corner. Like all these little things, you know, that also little things like, you know, like every morning I get to go and have a cup of coffee at my favorite coffee shop, for instance, and it means the world to me, okay? That I can do these things. And I can talk to the girl or the guy who's there every morning at 7:30 a.m. if you're up that early. I usually am not, and that's probably not early for anybody, you know. But says the privileged princess here. I didn't call myself a princess. But you're in a place right now where you get an opportunity to actually look at what it is that makes sense to you and what it is that really makes your life feel really good at the moment, and the small stuff, because that never turns into the big drama stuff, okay? And then again, ask yourself, like, if it is something big that you really are focused on because it's just a gossip, and really doesn't matter where it's going to be from a year from now, ask yourself that next time something drama-wise comes up in your life. Is this something that's going to be there in a year from now? Now, the third point is, don't feed into other people's drama. So when I sit here and talk about my life, you can say, oh, that's very interesting. Yeah, I know it's very entertaining, you know. I mean, God only knows. I find it very entertaining to myself sometimes when I sit and talk about what it is that I've gone through over the summer and what I just went through right now. I'm sure right now this is too fresh. I'm not going to even dive into it. But I am going to really practice what I'm just preaching right now. I'm going to try and put a little bit in a box. I'm going to look at it from a practical point of view, but I'm not going to reiterate it. I'm not going to keep bringing it up. Because in a year from now, it's going to look completely different. But don't feed into other people's drama. You know how it goes. We feed into other people's drama and say, oh, yeah, I remember that. Oh, my God, tell me more. You know, like we sort of get sucked in. It's part of that whole gossip sense of, oh, my God, you know, like thank God it didn't happen in my life. But I'm really interested in hearing what's going on in your life. Mm-hmm. Has that ever happened to you? I know it's happened to me. Oh, trust me. I've been mea culpa here, okay? I have been part of that whole culpa thing, you know, the fault of it. Just diving into it and be part of it and looking into it and giving myself an opportunity to, oh, my God, yeah, well, really, you said that? Oh, my God, that's terrible. Oh, my God. No, what did she do? Do you recognize all of that? So how can we step back and say, listen, instead, sweetheart, you know, I'm so sorry you're going through that. I really hope things are going to turn out really, I hope it's going to be okay for you, you know, and things are going to get better. Unless, of course, I mean, if it's a dear friend, you know, who's unloading and say, listen, I really could use a really good friend to talk to right now. That's a different story altogether. And then also it talks about, you know, like the fourth point, reconsider unhealthy relationships. Are you surrounded by people who have a lot of drama going on in their life and they can't stop talking about it? I mean, seriously, I feel like one of those person right now when I talk to you on the air, you know, oh my God, this happened to me this summer, and this happened, and this happened, and this happened, and this, and this, and this, you know, like, and I don't want to be that person. But at the same time, you know, like, for the sake of it, I can at least say that you don't have to be part of my relationship, you know, with my world. But do you on a personal level have unhealthy relationships where is nothing but drama that comes up? like one of those things, you know, where all you ever hear is about my, and then my husband said, and then my husband did, and then my boyfriend did, and then my boyfriend said this, and blah, 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 wait to the point where you go, you know what, girl or dude, leave that person, okay? You know, they're bringing nothing but unhappiness. Why are you still in it? Get yourself out while you can, okay? So we'll get to the point number five. Be clear and straight with people. Well, you could also be clear and gay forward with people, you know, just in case we have to be woke and inclusive, you know. But be clear and straight with people, okay? So speak your truth. Say what you want. Say who you are. Say exactly what's going on. You know, like if there's too much drama, just say, listen, dude, listen, girl, I can't. I hope you find out what it is that's going on in your life. Well, we're talking completely different talk, like a different thing. We're talking about drama, the drama that is not necessary. If you have somebody come to you and they really have something they want to unload, but you know your friends better than you know anybody else, right? So you know that when a good friend, a dear friend comes to you and they really have something on their heart and they want to talk to you about, you know, you're there for them. Of course you are, because as well as they would be there for you. But if you're just talking about random people, you know, be clear and straight where they're at and just say, listen, no, I'm not entertaining that idea. It goes way beyond my boundaries right now. And if you get any closer with me, well, you don't have to explain it that way, because they may be over explaining it and maybe they don't understand. You can just say, well, you know what? I'm so sorry going through that. You know what? I have a bus to catch, or I have a subway stop to get off at, or, you know, my babysitter is gonna call in a moment because little Clara, she lost her pacifier. I think it got washed this morning when I was washing her diapers in the washing machine. I don't know, whatever you can come up with, okay? Be creative. Don't lie. You might want to actually say something that's not a lie. Right now, I'm just being very overly creative. And if you get that, the sixth one is be slow to label something as drama. Oh, I love that. And that brings me back to what we just talked about before. When we talked about, well, when I was just saying, you know, if you have a good friend who's going through something very important in their lives. They got bad news, or they got something they just want to get off their chest, or you know them very well. Don't just call it drama out of the blue and say, "Oh my God, she's so dramatic. Her husband just left her." You know, don't go there. Be compassionate, but I know you will be. I mean, because that's how you are. But yeah, be slow to label something as drama. That's also very important. So see, there's a lot of things here that, you know, you have to be paid, like that you sort of have to pay attention to when it comes to drama, whatnot. And I get it that it's a lot to sort of, you know, dive into and be part of, and at the same time, allow yourself also not to just get lost in everything that's going on in and around you when it comes to these things, right? I mean, you are an incredible human being. You know what you're doing. You're nothing but light expressing. And I really mean that. And doesn't always, you can feel when it's something, especially if it's somebody that you've known a lifetime, if it's a family member that you really love. I don't care if it's your own child, you know, if your own teenage girl or teenage boy, they come home and they have something on their heart, right, that they want to share. Of course, you're not going to just label, oh my God, you're being so dramatic today, Jason. You know, like there's a poor 15-year-old Jason who just gone into puberty like 3 years prior, and he's struggling with his sexuality. Or is Lisa, you know, your 16-year-old girl who dating for the first time, you know, oh Lisa, you're being so dramatic. Of course you won't. Can you imagine? Seriously, oh God, you're just being so dramatic. There's a dad here doesn't, or mom here doesn't have time, or dad here doesn't have time. You're being dramatic. Just run it off. Take a run, or go skating, or go skiing, or go whatever you do, wherever you're doing. Go swimming in the ocean. I don't know. Get it off of you. No, of course not. You show up and you sit down and you give your most brilliant advice that you possibly can give because you've already been there or because you already know what it is that's going on because you can see it from far away. Because isn't it true, sometimes, as I often I think about this, one of the reasons why, I love working with my clients is because I get to be the objective one. I can stand on the outside and look in. I don't have to be completely I am invested, but I'm not completely invested in the sense that I can see things a little bit more objectively. If it was my own niece who called with the same kind of problem, then I would be a little bit more invested because if she called me and said, "Oh, my husband is an asshole," I'd be like, "Really? What did he do? Do I need to beat him up?" Like, it depends. Now, in all honesty, I wouldn't want to beat any of my niece's boyfriends up. They'd probably hit back. Damn, they'll hit back. And they're so much taller than me. How dare they be taller than me? Anyway, on to the next. As I'm rambling here. Ooh, okay. So the last one, learn from drama. Oh, there we go. So I attempt to allow the inevitable episode, extract any potential meaning or lesson, and equally allow it to pass. Joel Olmsted, and what's the next one here? This is another one. I try to see the learning experience in drama, and I think of the sentence, "Without rain, you cannot enjoy the sunny days," that Anya Fain. Where was she is? I don't know. Accept it, learn from it, and go on with life. That one I really like. That really resonates with me because, try to see the learning experience in the drama. Without rain, you cannot enjoy the sunny days. When I hear that, that for me is a cop out. Let me explain. It's like saying, without the dark, I can't see the light, and without whatever. But sometimes we also have an intuitive sense of what is right and wrong. I mean, obviously. So I get the whole gesture, and I get the whole, I get the whole sentiment. Like without this thing, you can't see the other thing. But that's also like saying I accept it because I think so. That one I really feel a little bit is like a oxymoron. But I like the one here, accept it, learn from it, and go on with life. Yes, drama happens in your life. You learn from it, you go on with life, and you decide for yourself, I'm not going to repeat that. I'm not going to let that into my life again. Which brings, so that was those were the seven little things here that I want to share with you guys. But it brings, full circle right around to where I'm at the moment with what I want to say is that I realize that. And I'm going to go back again to myself because apparently I'm not quite done talking about it. But hopefully after tonight, I am done talking about it. And that is that, with the drama that I have experienced in my life over the past, oh God, for a long time, there's been a lot of drama in my life. And all I can say is that I've learned from it. I want to move past it. I see it for what it is. I took the right actions in order to eliminate as most. Most of it as possibly the best way that I could without giving it any more like thought or feelings. And I really hope that for myself in this moment, and I hope you guys out there get a chance to learn something from it as well, is that, like as I'm sitting here for a whole hour, talk about drama and whatever it is that it entails, that it's gone, it's done. I don't ever have to really address it again. I really hope so. And if it does, I know better in the future what to do about it so it will not have an impact on my life where I feel that I need to just be who I am and I have to live in it because it's not going to fill my life. It's not going to have a big impact. There are certain things right now that over the next couple of days that I have to address because of what I've gone through, and it's necessary. it out of necessity. It has to be addressed. It's not about my story in it. It's about the fact that things, they need to be addressed. And keep that in mind as well, that there are sometimes certain ways that you have to address certain situations, even though they look like drama, but you have to address them so they don't happen again. And you have to be very clear about them. You have to be very honest about them. And you have to be right up front about them. So I don't know how many ways I can say you have to be clear about it, but that's it. I hope all of this actually made a little bit of sense to you guys out there, you know, what we're talking about today. This was going to be one of these days where I felt like just putting in a replay, but I'm kind of happy right now that I did not. And I hope you guys stuck with me all throughout this hour and listen to what it is that I have learned and what I've read up about. Because as always, you know, when I go through something, I need to do my research. I need to see what people say about it. I need to understand it. I need to go down, what did that psychologist, what did he say about it? Or what did she say about it? You know, I need to be able to extract and also implement certain things, you know, that make sense to me. This is where critical thinking come in, and I can only encourage all of you out there, please practice critical thinking always. Don't take anything that I say, for instance, this hour here, don't take it for given. Don't take it like that's the gospel. I hope you don't. Do your own research. Critical thinking. If you don't agree with me, don't agree with me. For crying out loud, I would love it if you don't agree with me. If you agree with me, I love you that too. But be a critical thinker. And I cannot say that. It's probably going to be a show in the next little future here, like within the next little while here, about critical thinking, because I think we lost the ability to critically think because we take everything that we hear off the internet, social media, whatever you want to say, we take it just for face value and we don't even question it, especially if we feel that we're invested somehow. And that's a different story altogether, because I don't have time to get into that right now, because we are actually coming to the end of the show. What I want to say to you is that I really appreciate you showing up every single Wednesday and listening to Oliver and this show, because it comes with a lot of thought. It comes with a lot of ideas. It comes with a lot of things that are just moving in the moment, and being able to share that with such a beautiful audience, I would say, or with you listeners, it's a gift in and of itself. So every day you can find me over at 1tool2listen.com, where I'm available to talk to you. I do encourage you to go over to Instagram at Wellness Beyond Intuition, and also follow me on TikTok and all the other ones. It's all at Wellness Beyond Intuition, and get to know about these things that I do by channeling the Steer of Valhalla and the Gatekeepers and the New Moon Meditations and the intuitive courses that are coming up and everything else. And all in all, I'll see you next week, but I won't see you. I'll be yakking with probably somebody beautiful, a guest who just wants to share their beautiful ideas, and that'll be next week, okay? So once you get to the weekend, can you please celebrate? And this is your challenge before the week is over, so before Sunday. Reach out to somebody that you haven't spoken to in a while and just say, either by text, email, or by phone call, just say, I thought about you, you know, and you mean the world to me. Or doesn't even have to be that. Just, I thought about you, and I'm just editing my thoughts. That's not even a challenge. That's just if you feel like doing a little bit of goodwill. Before we end this show, I want you to just take a moment and breathe, take a deep breath, and then I think it's time for us to listen to our friends over at Cosmic Renewal. And don't forget to follow them on Instagram as well, Cosmic Renewal. Okay, we'll talk soon, okay? And thank you for being here.
Every star you admire in the sky is also within you. You are an infinite microcosm, a manifestation of the same energy that moves galaxies. By connecting with your inner self, you connect with the all. Always remember, you are enough, you always have been, and you always will be.